You're listening to Catch the Current, the coolest seafood podcast out there from the team at Undercurrent News, your trusted source for industry news, data, and prices. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione. Amanda, are you still riding that Boston high?
You know I am, Lauren. I can't believe Seafood Expo North America is over already. What a great show.
You definitely can say that again. So let's relive the magic of SENA by recapping the show with our three big takeaways from the event and some audio clips sprinkled in between.
Number one,
Selling Sunset star Emma Hernan. We are chasing the
sunset. Oh my God, yes, that was an unexpected surprise.
That surely was.
I don't know if everybody knows who Emma Hernan is. Lauren, do you want to explain?
I mean, our fan base probably would, but she's the star of a Netflix reality show, Selling Sunset, and Amanda and I have been fangirling her from the start.
Yes. So her day job is real estate in Hollywood, but she also has an empanada line, a plant-based empanada line, and Lauren and I, in another life, would eat food on camera, and we had Emma's empanadas because they were like trending because of the Netflix show. And so we tied it all into seafood because her family owns Yankee Trader, and Yankee Trader, they were on the Boston Seafood show floor, and they actually were debuting some new products. One of them was seafood crepes. So it's like a blend of seafood and different cheeses and spices wrapped in this crispy crepe wrapper, which looked really cool. So they do a bunch of these value added products. They have seafood cakes, spring rolls, like all these cool appetizers, and of course, empanadas. So Emma was there supporting her family, and Lauren gave me the text to come run in.
You're doing, 911.
She did text 911. And did I, if anybody saw a green suit sprinting across Seafood Expo North America, that was me. And it was worth it.
It surely was.
So yeah, so we got to meet Emma. We talked to her a little bit about her line too. So it turns out she is coming out with a plant-based crab cake. So we'll have to learn more about that. And of course, we're going to have to connect with her family to learn more about Yankee Trader, because we got so distracted that we really didn't even learn about the seafood crepes that we probably should have.
Anyway. I mean, we apologize for fangirling, but we had to.
We 100% had to. And it was work-related. We showed her the video. She got her business card. It was fine. Okay, so meeting Emma Hernan was our personal number one, but work-related number one, tariffs. I, at one point, begged to stop talking about COVID, and I think I'll soon be begging to stop talking about tariffs, but there was no avoiding the T word on the SENA show floor this week. So, Lauren, as head of price reporting for the Americas at UCN, I'm putting in the hot seat here. You're extremely busy on the show floor, meeting with your contacts. So busy that I went out interviewing some new potential co-hosts. Beaver Street Fisheries' Mark Frisch and Bill Huffner from Pacific Seafoods are in the final running, by the way.
Excuse me, number one, if you're replacing me with anybody, it's got to be Keith Singleton.
That would be my last choice, and I'll tell you why. Keith would never let me get a word in. It would be the Keith show.
All right. That's fair.
But Keith's interview was awesome. So you know what? Thanks, Lauren, for plugging that, because I'm going to just insert Keith's interview right below. So if you haven't listened to it yet, we talked to him on the show floor, Boston 2025 in 5, about Alaskan Leader's miso black cod. That was like the first thing we ate on the first day of the show floor, and it made our morning. They have so much exciting stuff going on with their deal with Costco. And we talked about getting that product more into the food service side of things. So again, a really fun interview to listen to, because Keith honestly it was a blast. And he let Scott Sandvig get some lines in this time as well. So that was
only a few.
See, like I said, why would it replace you? Wow, we got really sidetracked here.
I know.
That train just whoop. Okay, my point, Lauren, is that while you were away from me, you got a real feel for what the state of the industry is at right now with these potential tariffs dangling on the line.
And I couldn't help but notice the same look of defeat on people's faces when I brought up tariffs, especially with my ground fish contacts, because not only are we dealing with the 20% tariffs on product from China, but for items like haddock and yellowfin sole, where exemptions are already at play for the previously imposed 25% tariffs that are up at the end of May, those items could be facing a 45% tariff. So everyone's heads are spinning, keeping up with all things tariffs. But of course, those value items can see the most impact as they have the smallest margins, and any added costs can quickly be passed along to the consumer. So stick with Undercurrent and we'll keep you abreast of what's going on if we can do so without our heads falling off.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, Lauren got to meet with some people on the show floor. If you didn't get to meet, we had a big team there, but if you didn't get to meet with anyone from Undercurrent and you want to learn more about our trade platform, our pricing platform, reach out to Lauren and I, podcast@undercurrentnews.com, and we'll connect you with the right people. We talked to a few people on the show floor who said that they've been spending a lot of time in Washington, D.C. And of course, the seafood industry has allies there in the form of the National Fisheries Institute. Lauren and I were able to enjoy some quiet time off the show floor and our feet with NFI President Lisa Willenda Picard, who talked to us about how the organization has refreshed its website about seafood.com with the help of NFI's very own and very talented media and communications manager, Kayla Bennett, to ensure the media, consumers, and policymakers have the facts about seafood.
You can listen to this clip from Lisa as she explains why the newly revitalized website came at such a crucial time.
It's very hard to try to explain what is best to do for our business, when it changes so much. And that's where we've been really active in Washington, making sure DC hears how the uncertainty impacts seafood, then how that's going to affect seafood consumption, how that's going to affect the health of Americans. And it really goes back to how does that affect American jobs?
Okay, number two, value items. So 2-10 Analytics just released its latest report looking at grocery and food spending for the month of February. And according to the consultancy, there was a 21% drop in seafood sales last month.
Surveys found that a majority of U.S. consumers are worried about the tariff threats made by U.S. President Donald Trump. So there's concerns about rising costs for food and gas. People are concerned about losing their jobs. And overall, you're seeing people cut back on non-essential purchases. And 2-10 Analytics reports that many shoppers are focusing on price-driven purchases and promotions. Enter Trident Seafood's Essentials line.
So Trident's always got one of the coolest booths and best samples. And we've got friends, we like to bother there. So we're always like one of our first stops. But the first thing that caught my eye when we got to the booth was this new product, the Trident Seafood's Essentials line. And there's crunchy breaded fish portions, beer battered fish portions, and then jumbo sticks. And what's super cool about this is that it's their new value line using minced fish. So it's at a lower price point, still providing consumers with wild-caught Alaska pollock, 12 grams of protein, those important omega-3s.
It's a product that's not pricing people out of seafood, and they're all value packs, so you're feeding the entire family.
And the packaging has those magic words that a lot of people are looking for right now.
Made in the
Air fryer ready.
USA. Wait, what were you saying?
Air fryer ready. Each product from the Essentials line is ready in under 15 minutes. You know how much that means to me.
Yes, that. At me as well. I just thought that with the tariffs we were talking about earlier and the bright red label across the packaging that says made in the USA. So, forget it, forget it. Finally, number three on our list, innovation. And we're going to leave you here with a couple of sound bites with some upcoming Boston 2025 in 5 episodes, which we'll be having more coming out next week.
This first bite is from someone who has already been featured on Catch the Current. Our favorite Boeing engineer turned salmon smoker, Jade Taylor of Angel Oak, who debuted a smoked salmon ravioli that was just to die for. I need more in my life.
I mean, I don't know what's better, the ravioli or the story behind the ravioli, which you have to listen to the podcast to learn about. But I already have a few friends in the restaurant space and have told them that they need to jump on this once it's debuted.
Exactly. So take a listen.
It's been incredible. I mean, to have created something for so many years and finally get it in front of so many people has been just a dream come true.
Subscribe now on your favorite podcast streaming platform so that you'll be the first to listen when the full episode of Angel Oaks Boston 2025 in 5 episode drops next week.
Another Boston 2025 in 5 episode to look for next week. Monica Talbert, the co-founder and CEO of the plant-based seafood company, who launched a new line at Scena called Smash It, which are these superfood salmon smashers.
Take a listen.
So this is us bringing fun and interaction into seafood with this brand by encouraging our customers to bring the ball home and smash it, which is always fun. And smash burgers, are a thing, they're a hit. But when you do smash it, What it unveils are the beautiful superfoods that are mixed in here with the salmon. So it's 50% salmon, sustainable, ends in pieces, so upcycled. Okay. That's a part of our, you know, sustainability story with this product as well, of course. And so you get to see all of the beautiful superfoods. So you can just, you know, see that you're eating a really delicious but healthy product.
All right. I better start editing all these episodes. But before I go, can we quickly talk about my new obsession?
Oh boy, what's that? Keep it G-rated.
Squid snacks. So I did some exploring on my own while you were meeting with Contacts, and I found this booth that caught my eye because they were using some graphics from the Netflix show Squid Games. Have you seen it?
I did when I was at the show floor, but I didn't get a chance to stop. I wanted to circle back. So I'm glad that you spent some time there.
Yes. And I should clarify, when I say graphics, I don't mean like, because the show is very graphic. I don't mean they showed graphic photos from the show Squid Games, but they had those little symbols from Squid Games. And it's like that triangle, the circle. They didn't have the umbrella on their package. They used that. They turned it into a Q for the squid. Anyway, the line is from Namdo Soban. The label just says fried squid snack with this friendly looking squid cartoon character. But in the product name, like I said, they added the Squid Game symbols. And when I talked to them, they said that they were trying to capitalize on the Netflix show and try to get, you know, U.S. consumers interested and intrigued by this product. And it worked for me. I'm like, okay.
I was just going to say, it totally worked.
Yeah. So, and I tried it and they were good. It was definitely like an interesting snack. And I talked to another company too, and had an even cuter cartoon character. It's called CEO, and their dream was getting into Costco, and I could kind of see it.
I mean,
because
whose dream is not getting into Costco?
Okay, fine, fair enough. But Costco carries a lot of seaweed snacks now. And they also have like all those ramen lines. So all those Asian inspired snacks are definitely popular in Costco. Someone's buying them if they keep adding all these products. And I think actually these fried squid snacks would make a great addition to like a substitute for potato chips. But actually, their number one thing they said is to pair it with beer.
All right.
You know, so which you have all these, you know, we have all these breweries in the US and not all of them are allowed.
Yeah, let's get some partnerships going.
Yeah, they're not all allowed to sell, like, you know, to have kitchens. So they all have these like peanuts and stuff. And I can see these, you know, fried squid snacks. They have these like crispy outside, they're chewy inside. And some of them are like spicy. So like washing it down with that beer would be good. And then of course they have like, you know, protein too. So anyway, that's my new obsession.
Upset you didn't save some for me to try.
I did, Lauren. How dare you?
You did? You didn't give them to me yet.
I have everything packed away. Next time when I see you, believe me, I will unload all my squid snacks on you, and we'll have a feast. We'll eat it. Eat that fish. That'll be the next Eat That Fish, Lauren.
Perfect.
You
I
asked for it.
I look forward to it.
All right. Now stop distracting me. I need to get back to my editing.
All right. Everyone, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our upcoming Boston 2025 in 5 episodes.
Bye-bye.